Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at quantum computing.
Ooh.
Specifically, how Google DeepMind is using AI to try and fix one of the biggest problems facing the field,
Right.
which is quantum error correction.
Yeah.
So you've probably heard of quantum computers, this idea that they could revolutionize everything from medicine to materials, all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. I mean, they hold the promise of tackling problems that are just completely and totally impossible for even the most powerful computers that we have today. Like, simulating complex molecules to develop new drugs, or breaking encryption codes that would take normal computers billions of years to crack.
So huge potential.
Huge.
Got it. But there's a catch, right?
Always a catch.
Why aren't we all using quantum computers right now?
Well, the catch is that quantum computers are incredibly sensitive. The building blocks of these machines, which are called qubits, they're notoriously finicky.
Finicky.
Imagine trying to balance a coin on its edge.
The slightest disturbance can cause it to topple over. That's kind of what we're dealing with here with these qubits.
So what causes these topples in the quantum world?
Well, there's a couple of culprits, mainly what we call noise and decoherence.
Okay.
So think of noise as kind of like any unwanted interference from the surrounding environment, like stray electromagnetic fields, things like that.
Okay.
Decoherence is a bit trickier.
All right.
It's the tendency of qubits to lose their delicate quantum properties over time.
Oh, I see.
Kind of like a coin slowly tilting over, even if you're trying to keep it perfectly still.
Gotcha.
And when qubits lose their quantumness, they basically become useless for computation.
Ah, so it's not just about keeping them isolated.
Right.
It's about maintaining that state for long enough to actually do something.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's where quantum error correction comes in.
Okay.
We need ways to detect and correct these errors before they snowball and basically ruin the entire computation.
You said earlier that traditional error correction methods aren't good enough. Why is that?
Well, it comes down to the fundamental nature of quantum mechanics.
Okay.
In classical computers, which is the kind that we all use every day, errors are typically bit flips. So a zero accidentally becomes a one, or vice versa.
Right.
We have very robust ways to detect and correct these errors.
Yeah.
But in quantum computing, things get much weirder.
All right.
Qubits can exist in a state called superposition, which is like being both zero and one at the same time.
Okay.
And they can also be entangled, meaning that their fates are intertwined in ways that defy classical intuition.
So how do you even begin to design error correction codes for something that's both zero and one simultaneously, and also somehow connected to other qubits across the system?
Right, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge that has stumped researchers for decades.
Okay.
But there's a new player on the field that's offering a fresh perspective. And that's where Google DeepMind's Alpha Qubit comes in.
Okay. Alpha Quibbit, the hero of our story.
Yeah, you could say that.
Tell me more.
So Alpha Qubit is using the power of artificial intelligence, specifically machine learning, to crack this quantum error correction code.
Okay.
And it's doing things a bit differently than traditional approaches.
All right.
Instead of humans painstakingly designing these codes,
Right.
Alpha Qubit is learning to do it on its own.
Wait, so we've got AI designing solutions for a problem that humans can barely even wrap their heads around?
Yeah, that's the gist of
Oh,
it.
that's pretty wild. But how does it actually work? Does Alpha Qubit just magically come up with these codes?
Well, not quite magic, but it's pretty ingenious. So remember those simulations we talked about earlier
Yeah.
with noise and decoherence? Alpha Qubit starts by creating a virtual model of that quantum environment, complete with all the noise and decoherence that can mess things up.
So it's like a quantum simulator.
Exactly. And within this simulator, Alpha Qubit sets its AI algorithms loose.
Okay.
These algorithms are trained to analyze vast amounts of data, identify patterns, and optimize solutions.
Okay.
In this case, the solution is a set of instructions, or the error correction code,
Okay.
that tells the quantum computer how to detect and correct errors in real time.
So Alpha Qubit is essentially learning from its mistakes within this virtual environment, constantly refining its error correction codes until they're as robust as possible.
Precisely. It's like training a dog with a really complex obstacle course.
Okay.
Each time the dog makes a mistake, you adjust the training slightly
Right.
until it can navigate the course flawlessly.
Gotcha.
Alpha Qubit does the same thing, but with quantum errors and codes instead of jumps and tunnels.
That's a pretty cool analogy. But what makes this AI approach so much better than what humans have been able to come up with?
So there are a couple of key advantages here.
Okay.
First, AI is simply better at handling complexity.
Mm.
The world of quantum mechanics is governed by these mind-bending concepts like superposition and entanglement. Human brains struggle to grapple with these ideas intuitively,
yeah.
But AI algorithms,
yeah.
They excel at navigating high-dimensional spaces and finding patterns that humans might miss.
So AI is like a quantum whisperer, fluent in the language of the subatomic world.
Yeah, you could say that. And then the second advantage is adaptability.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about each quantum computer being unique?
Mm-hmm.
AlphaQubit can tailor its error correction codes to the specific quirks of each individual machine.
Oh, wow.
It analyzes the characteristics of the qubits,
right.
The architecture of the system, and the types of errors it's most susceptible to.
Okay.
And then it creates a custom-made error correction solution that's optimized for that specific hardware.
That's incredibly sophisticated.
It is.
It sounds like this is a major step forward in the quest to build practical quantum computers.
I think so.
But before we get too carried away, I'm sure there are challenges too, right?
Of course, there always are.
I mean, bridging the gap between simulation and reality can't be easy.
It definitely is not.
So that's exactly what we'll delve into in part two of this deep dive.
That's right.
We'll explore the hurdles researchers are facing in implementing these AI-generated solutions in the real world and the potential implications of this game-changing technology.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So stay tuned for that.
See you there. Welcome back to our deep dive on AlphaQubit.
So before the break, we were talking about how AlphaQubit uses AI to create these custom error correction solutions for individual quantum computers.
Mm.
Pretty mind-blowing stuff, but as you alluded to, there are still challenges in taking these simulated solutions and actually applying them to real-world quantum systems.
Absolutely.
What are some of the biggest hurdles facing researchers?
Well, I think one of the biggest hurdles is just the sheer complexity of the hardware involved.
Okay.
We're talking about manipulating individual atoms and photons here.
Right.
Which requires this like incredible amount of precision and control.
So it's not just about coming up with a great code. It's about actually having the physical hardware that can execute it flawlessly.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
The control systems that manipulate those qubits need to be incredibly precise.
Right.
Any tiny error in those control signals can cascade into a much larger error in the computation.
Okay.
And the qubits themselves need to be isolated from any environmental noise that could disrupt their delicate quantum states.
So building a quantum computer is as much about engineering as it is about physics.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Oh.
There's this constant interplay between the theoretical advancements and the engineering realities.
Yeah.
So as we develop more sophisticated algorithms, like the ones AlphaQubit is generating, we need even more advanced hardware to keep up.
So it's a race, essentially, to build a better quantum computer.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the key areas of research right now that are focused on overcoming these hardware challenges?
Well, there's a lot of exciting work going on in different qubit technologies. Some researchers are focusing on superconducting qubits, which are essentially these tiny little circuits that operate at ultra-low temperatures.
Interesting.
Others are exploring trapped ions, where you have these individual atoms held in place by electromagnetic fields.
Okay.
Each technology has its own kind of pros and cons.
Right.
And it's still too early to say which one will ultimately win out.
So it's a bit like the early days of computing.
Yeah.
When you had like different types of transistors competing to become the dominant technology.
That's a great analogy.
So we're in a similar phase now.
Yeah, I think so.
Of exploration and innovation.
Absolutely.
And what about the software side of things?
Yeah.
Are there challenges there as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Even with perfect hardware, I imagine you still need efficient algorithms to run on these machines.
You do, and that's another area where AI is playing a really crucial role.
Okay.
So researchers are using machine learning to try to optimize quantum algorithms, making them faster and more efficient.
So it's like a two-pronged approach.
Yes.
AI for better error correction and AI for better algorithms.
Exactly.
To actually run on these quantum computers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the exciting thing is that those two areas are starting to converge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're seeing the emergence of algorithms that are specifically designed to run on these, what we call fault-tolerant quantum computers.
Okay.
Which are machines that can effectively handle errors.
Right.
Thanks to advanced error correction techniques.
So it sounds like we're moving towards a future where quantum computers are not just like this theoretical possibility, but practical reality.
Yeah, I think we are.
That's awesome. And
it's exciting.
That leads perfectly into my next question.
Okay.
What are some of the industries that could benefit most from these advancements in quantum computing?
Well, one area that I think is really ripe for disruption is material science.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine being able to simulate the behavior of molecules at the quantum level. This would allow us to design new materials with like unprecedented precision.
Okay.
And that could lead to breakthroughs in everything from energy storage to drug development.
So we could create new batteries that last 10 times longer?
Potentially, yeah.
Or develop personalized medicines tailored to an individual's genetic makeup?
Those are just a couple examples.
Yeah.
Quantum computers could also revolutionize fields like finance and logistics.
Right.
Imagine being able to optimize complex financial models.
Right.
Or design incredibly efficient supply chains that minimize costs and delivery times.
So the possibilities really are endless.
Yeah, they seem to be.
But like with any powerful technology, there are always concerns.
Of course.
What are some of the things we need to be mindful of
as
quantum computing becomes more prevalent?
Well, one really important consideration is the impact on cybersecurity.
Okay.
So quantum computers have the potential to break many of the encryption algorithms that we rely on today to secure our online transactions and communications.
So it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
It is.
It could make our lives easier in countless ways.
Yeah.
But also potentially pose a threat to our security.
Absolutely. But the good news is that researchers are already working on new encryption methods that are resistant to these quantum attacks.
Oh, wow.
It's an ongoing arms race.
Right.
But it's one that we need to be actively engaged in.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's fascinating and honestly a bit daunting to think about how quantum computing could reshape the world.
I agree.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
I think so.
But, you know, one thing's for sure. AlphaQubit has shown us the power of AI to really accelerate progress in this field.
Absolutely, yeah.
And as we delve deeper into the technical aspects of AlphaQubit in part three of this deep dive,
that's right.
You'll see just how ingenious this approach is.
We will. Stay tuned.
All right, welcome back for the final part of our deep dive on AlphaQubit.
Yeah, it's been a great deep dive.
We've talked about the potential of quantum computing, the challenges with quantum error correction.
Right.
And we even got to talking about some really cool applications.
Yeah, those were fun.
But now let's actually get into the nuts and bolts of how AlphaQubit is actually tackling this really complex problem.
Yeah.
So it all starts with really understanding what quantum errors actually are, right?
That's right.
We talked about earlier how it's not just a simple bit flip like in a normal computer.
Yeah.
We're dealing with these, you know, superposition and entanglement.
Right.
So it's not just a zero turning into a one.
Yeah, it's much more complicated.
It's more like the entire state gets distorted somehow.
Exactly.
So how does AlphaQubit even go about correcting these quantum distortions?
Well, traditional error correction methods, they basically involve adding redundancy.
Okay.
You know, it's like repeating a message multiple times to make sure it gets through.
Yeah.
Even if part of it gets messed up.
Right. That makes sense.
But in the quantum world, because of this thing called the no cloning theorem.
Okay.
You can't just copy a qubit's state directly.
Right. So no copy and pasting in the quantum world.
Yeah. Unfortunately not.
That definitely complicates things. So how do you even create redundancy if you can't just make copies?
Well, that's where things get really clever.
Okay.
So instead of copying the qubit itself, you can actually entangle it with other qubits, creating this sort of like backup of its information spread across multiple physical qubits.
I see.
So if one qubit gets corrupted, you can actually use the information from its entangled partners to reconstruct the original state.
So it's kind of like a safety net woven from entanglement.
Exactly. But designing these entanglement-based codes, that's the really hard part.
Right.
That's where AlphaQubit comes in.
Okay.
So it uses machine learning to explore just this vast space of possible codes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking for the ones that are, you know, both robust and efficient for a given quantum hardware setup.
But how does it do that? Does it just try a bunch of random codes until it finds a good one?
Not quite, no.
Okay.
It's more sophisticated than that.
Right.
So it uses a technique called reinforcement learning.
Okay.
Remember that virtual simulator we talked about?
Right.
AlphaQubit essentially plays a game within this simulator.
Oh.
And the game is to find the best error correction code for a given set of conditions.
So AlphaQubit is kind of like a gamer, just learning to master a really complex quantum game.
Yeah, I like that analogy. And so each time it comes up with a code,
right,
it tests it out in the simulator and gets feedback on how well it performs.
Okay.
And over time, it learns which strategies actually lead to better outcomes.
So it's not just brute forcing it. It's actually learning and adapting.
Exactly.
Just like a human would. Wow.
Yeah. And what's really remarkable is that AlphaQubit can actually tailor its solutions to the specific characteristics of different quantum computers. So, you know, we talked about how each quantum computer is unique.
Right. Yeah.
They all have their own little quirks and vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
AlphaQubit actually takes all that into account when it's designing its codes.
So it's like a custom-made suit, perfectly fitted to that specific quantum computer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. So it analyzes things like the types of qubits used, the architecture of the system, the specific types of noise it's susceptible to.
Right.
And then it creates a code that's optimized to address those specific challenges.
I mean, this is all seriously impressive stuff, but I imagine there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, of course.
Before we see these AI-generated codes running on really large-scale practical quantum computers,
absolutely.
What are those next steps?
Well, I think one challenge is integrating these really complex codes into the real-world systems.
All right, that makes sense.
Remember, we're talking about controlling these tiny particles.
Mm-hmm.
The control systems need to be, like, ridiculously precise. And any error in those control signals can basically derail the whole computation.
Right. So it's not just about having the code. It's about executing it perfectly.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's where the fields of quantum engineering and material science are really important.
Okay.
So researchers are working on developing new materials, new fabrication techniques, you know, to create more robust and reliable quantum hardware.
Mm.
They're working on improving the control systems,
mm,
making them more precise, less susceptible to noise.
It sounds like a pretty monumental effort.
It is.
With people from all different disciplines.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's really cool to see how quickly the field is moving.
Yeah, it is.
Just a few years ago, quantum computing was like a purely theoretical thing.
Mm.
Now we have big companies like Google, IBM, Microsoft investing tons of money,
yeah,
in building real quantum computers.
And it's happening fast.
And AlphaQubit is, you know, a perfect example of how AI is playing this huge role.
Absolutely.
In accelerating this progress.
It really.
So we're at the end of our deep dives here on AlphaQubit.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
What's the one big takeaway you want listeners to remember?
I think the main takeaway is that we're really on the verge of a new era in computing.
Yeah.
One that has the potential to, you know, transform entire industries,
mm-hmm,
and solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
AlphaQubit is a really, really cool example,
yeah,
of how human ingenuity combined with the power of AI is pushing us closer to that reality.
And I think for anyone listening who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed,
yeah,
by all this talk of quantum mechanics and AI, it's understandable.
Absolutely.
But the good news is you don't need to be a physicist to appreciate how important this stuff is.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
The beauty of science is that it benefits all of us.
Yeah.
Whether we understand all the details or not.
For sure.
So the more we can demystify these topics,
mm-hmm,
and make them accessible to everyone,
right,
the more we can build excitement about all these possibilities out there.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
Absolutely. So to all our listeners out there, keep exploring. Keep asking questions.
Thank you, Lennon.
Keep being curious, because the future of computing is... it's happening right now.
Right in front of us.
And it's just getting started.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It was fun.